Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Is this running? Is this rolling? Are we rolling?
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? I'm going to take one of your rando hairs off your mic.
Oh, gosh.
Are we podcasting?
The dog is shedding and so am I. There's just
sounds
hair.
Like you said the dog is shitting and I'm like... Feels like
one of the four is always at one time.
Well, thank you for coming to the hashtag I'm on so hard podcast. If you're new here, you can find us on a bunch of social places. I would love if you found us at a bar. I'm going to be in a
social
happy
clubs,
mood. Social clubs,
dinner clubs,
dancing affairs, but mostly
please
like
follow us
Instagram.
On Instagram. We have two accounts on Instagram.
We have a podcast and we have the regular one.
We have different stuff on each.
We have, I don't know, Facebook and twits and twats.
Will you rate, subscribe this podcast?
Yes. You guys, we're doing all right. We're back from the road. We had a monster of a travel home. You can also watch this hot ass stuff on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
This entire
the
episode.
Full length version of all this hotness.
But we are on the heels of a 14-hour travel day. But you know what? The Midwest is so great that it wasn't that terrible. It was kind of like a little adventure, but it still is 14 hours of hard-ass shit. And my laptop took a dive during the entire event.
It took a spill. It absorbed a spill.
It took an entire bottle of my Z-Quil and is now sleeping forever.
Yeah, it's very tired.
It's very tired. It's like me, it barely turns on. So we are back from the Midwest. We're happy to be back. It was great. We were in Des Moines, and we were in Dubuque, Iowa, which, who knew, is kind of a travel destination.
Awesome.
It's the cutest
it's
little
so
town.
It's so cute. You guys, there's still a couple more shows left this summer, so go to imomsohard.com for tickets.
That's right. And we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get into it. We just did a video about low-rise jeans.
Yep.
And, man, did it hit a nerve.
Because
and we're very excited about that nerve.
They're supposedly coming back. That's the fashion projection. And by low rise,
no, I think there's a whole group out there that are saying, no, ladies, they're back. And you know how
really?
I know? Because when I was at my 4th of July barbecue, I looked over and yes, they were of the younger sort. But I saw a girl wearing, I had like flashbacks. I never did the whale tail, but that's what she was sporting. And it was the low rise jean
with the thong.
Ugh. On over, I was like, young ma'am, this is a family affair, and I'm glad my 12-year-old son is a real dork and is back at the house playing Roblox with his buddy and is not eyeballing this, but there was a lot of people that were, and
Let me tell you, back in the day, youngsters, yes, just old lady.
Us
here.
Old ladies are going to tell you how you do the whale tail correctly.
You didn't mean to do
you
it.
You didn't mean to. It was an accident.
You didn't know how high your butt crack was.
Absolutely.
Until the early
you sat on a bar stool.
20 aughts. And then you were like, holy shit, my butt crack is high up.
The worst thing that could ever happen is if you went into a bar that had like a mirror on the ceiling, which that sounds gross, but there are a lot of bars or clubs that have like reflective ceilings look up and there'd be cleavage on the top and cleavage on the back because you could see everybody's butt crack because a 2-inch inseam, it does not a butt cover.
I got to be honest. I don't know that I ever wore the like really short 2-inch zipper.
The
like,
Britney Spears of it all.
And by the way, can I just say, I don't want to throw this poor girl under the bus, but like, she needs to pull her pants up still. Like, all of her Instagram stuff, I'm like,
I know.
I don't want to see
I think that's the
your...
least of Britney's problems right now. And
well, it's easy one to
thing.
Solve, Britney. Just, like, pull up.
Well.
Just wear something in the front.
I think, yeah.
And she's in great shape. That's not the issue.
That's not what we're talking about. And that's what I thought was so funny about this conversation about, like, low-rise jeans and crop tops. And my biggest complaint, just to give you a context, is Jen and I were getting ready to do a video, and I, of course, was running late. And so grabbed a shirt from Target, didn't try it on, just a regular shirt.
Why would one think that a T-shirt from Target is not
a reasonable length? And I put it on, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So, like, my biggest issue is when a trend takes over the entire store. Like, now you go into, like, the Gap, and you try to find a T-shirt for your daughter, it's crop too. And I'm a big prude. I don't want everything. I think that fashion should be like exercise videos, and there should be a beginner, an intermediate, and an advanced. And I think that if I'm buying a shirt, there should be like,
look how confused I look right now.
You know what I mean? Like when in exercise videos, sometimes they offer like, if you're an advanced person, you do this move.
Yep.
If you're intermediate,
I do know
you do
that
this
from
move.
Peloton, but I only ever do the beginner.
Right. But I don't want to go in and everything I buy have to be on this trend. And so I'm afraid the low-rise jean is going to come back and Pac-Man. I mean, we've already been told that we're not supposed to wear skinny jeans. And listen, you do you. Wear the jeans you want. Wear the fashion you want. Wear what looks good on you. I just think it sucks that on some level, like, we're being told the thing that you want to wear is like, you're not in on the cool. It just pisses me off. Well, I just get fired up.
Here's what irritates me about this new trend is I could live with it if it were just the crop top, because those 90s, like, very high-waisted jeans came back, and pretty much any of us can wear the really high-waisted with the crop top because they're not like the 80s crop top. They're not
right.
They're not
right
like,
at the boob hangage. Where if I wore one, you'd be like, "She's left leaning."
Yeah, no, it's they're a little bit longer than they were in say like the 80s when Madonna was wearing them.
Yeah,
like, Madonna's were like right under the boob line.
Which again, mine would be my left one would be peeking out. Like, hey, does anybody want to pick me up?
Even the low crop chaps are under the boob line for some ages.
Yes, for some ages, we're like, hey, that's. At one point in my life, that would have been a little bit hot. But right now, they're like, do not let her get into the cooler. That is just going
to... Yeah, and it's just the one nipple sticking out, too. It's like, why do we need to see this in the frozen food section? I'm just... Move out of the way, lady. I'm here for the Jimmy Dean sausage, not for you to be pointing at me like that.
Like, what direction did she go? That way or that way? Like, what? Why is that happening? But I do agree with you. I like a boxy cut. I think it's very flattering on many bodies.
This is what I was going to say, though. You can have one or the other, but you can't have crop tops and low rise coming back at the same time.
It's not fair.
You are, and listen, designers.
It's not good.
You are limiting the segment of the population that can purchase this trend so much. Because
yes.
I just read this that like, we should say this too. I think our aggravation with it is not about like having the right body type.
Absolutely
for it.
Not.
It's
we
just
are body
that
it's positive.
Like impractical and it's not
fair.
There's so few many people that feel like comfortable wearing it, right?
100%. Okay. And I don't think it should be that kind of pressure for women. I think like designers who are sort of, if you are a designer, and you consider yourself a trendsetter, then do a mom a favor and don't set that trend. Like if you see, like we all know there's like research that supports that that trend in particular was terrible for girls. Like it caused eating disorders.
Oh,
like
sure.
You can't wear that unless you are so, so thin. And I just don't think that's what we're trying to say now. I think we're, especially Gen Zers, they're like smart. They're like body positive and they're like, a lot of Gen Zers commented on our video. They didn't like it because they felt like we were sort of making fun of ourselves or saying that we didn't like our bodies. And
well,
I'm like, no.
Gen Zers suck too.
Right. I bore one.
Yeah.
He's of the younger generation of the Z.
Let's say this too. I will say in terms of my own body, I never was like a crop top person. I was low rise, but I would wear the low rise jeans with like the big pockets.
Yeah.
But I would wear like a longer shirt with it or something like that.
I went through crop tops.
You probably were fit, but I didn't feel comfortable wearing. I never felt comfortable wearing like something where my stomach was sticking out. And it's interesting because maybe I could have then, but now I don't like my stomach skin is not good from my having babies.
Yeah.
So I have a different reason for not wanting to wear it now, you know?
And by the way, there were so many women on the video that were like, I really like a crop top because it makes me feel like this and I don't care what people think and this is more comfortable. And so many women are like, I hate super high rise jeans because it makes my fupa look really round. I get that.
Yes.
I'm a mid rise girl, man. I got it. I'm mid all the way, especially according to my children. And I like a mid rise. I like a mid-size shirt. I don't want it too long. I don't want it too short. All I'm saying is my madness.
She likes a mid-size vehicle.
I like a mid-size vehicle. I'm mid and I'm proud and I'm basic and I'm proud. But I like to be up on trends. I like to wear what the cool kids are wearing. You know what I mean? But I don't want to subscribe to this low-rise shit and that be the only thing you can buy.
I know.
Like it pisses me off. And I also think it's totally unsafe. And I think that like, I get why the trend is hot. I get why it looks like it's appealing. It's a lot of skin. But like, I say no. I say absolutely not. I don't want to be a part of it and I'm not going to buy them.
No, and I can't.
Actually, I am going to buy them and then I'm going to wear them. And I'm going to wear my current underwear, which I tell you right now, you're going to be confused as, is that the bottom of her shirt or is that the top of her underwear?
Oh, yeah. I still have some maternity underwear, which I'm like, maybe I would wear that maybe we start that trend.
Ooh.
Remember
maternity
Marky
underwear
Mark
with low-rise?
Used to wear the
I actually think
Calvin
that's really
Klein's,
cute.
Like out of, just to have that show.
Yeah, I actually think that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I see the youngins. I know what's hip. I'm hip to the groove. I'm in the circles. Listen,
you
I have
can
to walk
tell by her vernacular.
I have to walk by Urban Outfitters to go to CVS to get my hormones. So I know what's up. I see what's in the window. And I also love the Gwen Stefani look. I rocked that forever. Like the sort
oh
of like.
Oh my God, you were so much cooler than
well,
me.
Well, I had two outfits.
Oh, okay.
That was it. And then a very basic pair of jeans. I wore the same outfit every weekend for like a year. And you know that that's true.
I do. That's
the very
I had a lot of friends that did that. It was like the uniform. It was like
yeah,
the
you had your
Friday
Saturday night.
Night
jeans.
Yeah.
And you only
yeah.
wore them Saturday nights because you didn't want to stretch them out because they were kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So I didn't wear those to class.
Especially
I didn't
if they're low rise because they'd fall down and show your pubis mons, if you know what I mean. Kristen's, you can't go too low with Kristen. She has an impressive bear paw. So that you Jesus want to cover Christ. That up a little bit and be like, speaking of Marky Mark.
Marky Mark and the Hairy Bunch.
And the Hairy Bunch. That's what she's got.
I did. But I had a pair of Miss 60 jeans and they were in the window.
Oh, God. Those were the worst.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were in the they were in the window and I would walk by them on the way to my waiting tables job and they had mushrooms down the leg.
Yeah.
And they were so cool. And finally.
Oh, yeah. A lot of embroidery back then, you guys.
Finally, they went on sale. And I'm like, I'm getting these jeans. And I knew kind of when I put them on, I was like, I don't think these are all that flattering or be covering enough of my anything. But I was like, I'm going to get them. So you'd spend the next like 2 hours pulling
them
up the
all
sides.
All the dang time.
All the dang time. And like, I've always had a little muffy middle. I'm not a skinny middle person. I want them to create a store that's called just like girls with a middle and like designed towards that. So these were not flattering on me. And I bought them and I was like, I was happy to see them go, even though They were very much on trend. I just was a slave to the trend, and then I wore them, and I was like, nobody needs to see
Well,
that.
Let me throw somebody under the bus, and that's going to be some men in Orange County, California, and some Midwestern men who never saw the low-rise, over-embellished, over-stitched of the early aughts go away. Because we were in an airport this week, and I was like, oh, shit,
oh, man,
they're still
there.
They're still wearing those. They're in really terrific condition.
True religion.
Because they're almost an antique at this point.
Yes.
And good on you, because you paid a lot for them.
Well, I would
so
like
you're gonna
to
get
say,
your money's worth. But
as we talk about those people, I would just like to say, you know, everybody's
you throw
probably
some more
like
people under the bus. Can I say
yes,
one
yes,
positive
please,
thing too?
Yeah. Of course,
we want to do some comments is that that were on the video, but I want to say like because I am one who does not often say good things about the Kardashian clan more than anything because. They're just overexposed. I just see them too much.
Right.
And I guarantee if I met them, I would probably like them.
Yeah, we got
It's just we're all in the same boat with that. I'm like, they're not who I want to emulate, so they're kind of annoying to me.
Right.
But I love the Skims line. I love the good American line, and I love what those lines do for women in America because you see like a woman wearing like a tight bodysuit, which don't worry, we have to do a video on those. But you
I
see
actually don't
a woman that is not like, that doesn't have a body like Kim Kardashian, that is bigger, wearing a bodysuit with a cute pair of jeans.
Banging.
And it looks fucking banging. It looks
yeah.
so good.
Yes. And I like a woman with curves.
I do too.
I think
yes.
it looks athletic and it's sexy. And I think there's a lot of women out there who are the size I'm talking about who are like shredding themselves going like, I'm too big to wear this thing. And I'm like, I don't think so. Like,
yeah.
But that's a whole nother conversation. And it really is about what do you think looks good on you? And what is makes you feel good about yourself? And do you, whatever that is. I love, Khloe Kardashian was in this interview and she was like, my sisters are really small. I'm really tall. And she was like, at the time I was heavier than I am now. And so that's why I did Good American because I would go shopping with my sisters as you do. And I would go into the store and there would never be a department that for me that was with them. I would have to go into the like shame corner where they would call it plus size or whatever. And so she was kind of the first to start inclusive sizing where on a rack, you would have everything from a 2 to a 16 or to an 18 and it would all be hanging there together. So all the girls could shop together. And I think that inclusiveness needs to be also a reminder of what we're talking about, which is like include us in the fold too. Like if designers, when you're thinking about these stupid ass trends, like include us women who are not swizzle sticks, who want to wear trends, who want to be included and don't want to be prescribed to some sort of unhealthy standard and expectation. It's stupid for us to think that we can wear these like little tiny crop tops and little tiny 2-inch zippers and be healthy. It's just not going to, and also we're not going to wear that to a field. We're not going to wear that to a school event. It's just, we're not. Like, you're not.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Let's say this too, and I'm sure I've said this before, is that fashion's not always right. Fashion is an art. It's not, it's subjective.
Right.
Am I using that word right? It's like of your own opinion. And by the way, Karl Lagerfeld, I feel like, is a misogynist.
Chanel, if you're wondering.
Karl Lagerfeld, who, like, and maybe, like, other designers who have, like, run House of Chanel maybe did, like, other stuff. But I think he likes boyish-looking female bodies to design for.
Of course, because, quite honestly, it's easier. You could, like, you give me Kendall Jenner. And I swear to God,
I could put
two Ziplocs in a garbage bag and everyone would be like, oh, that's like so trendy and cool. And I'm like, of course it is, because she's 6 foot tall and she's a swizzle stick. Like, what I want to do is put me up there and say, hey, man, I don't hate my body. I don't have a perfect body, but I don't hate myself. I kind of like where I'm at. Like, I don't think I'm skinny. I don't think I'm overweight. I just think I'm somewhere in the middle. And I would like to look good in the clothes that I'm wearing that are on trend. And so dress me and then give me that shit for free.
By the time, generally speaking, you have money to spend a little bit extra, might be after your kids are out of the house.
Right.
It might be like when you've for sure after you've had your kids.
Right.
I mean, I would buy like – I'd go into the Gap and I'd be like, Jesus, what do I think? I am a millionaire? Like, I didn't. So I never bought anything before.
I actually think that's why we're talking about Karl Lagerfeld in the same way. If you've seen Devil Wears Prada, and we know you have 50 times like we have.
Yes, that's the only way I know
there,
these people.
And it trickles down into, like, I think you should be able to go to the Gap and Target and H&M and all of those are like representative of the trends. And I think you should be able to go in there and find something that fits your body.
Yes.
And if you are being outsized by those stores, I think that's terrible. I think that like we go to Target because it's where we shop. So like don't make every shirt a micro crop top.
Well, here's
dummies.
What I don't get. Here's what I don't get. Like, why does fashion dictate what the trends are? Like, why? Okay.
Because we buy it.
Look at how frustrated I am, you guys.
It's a really complicated conversation. It really is, because there's a slippery slope where you're like, I'm saying, like, everyone's like, well, just buy what you want. I'm like, yeah, that's sure. But then you don't feel like you're in the game. You don't feel cool.
Totally not.
Right?
And you want to, like, see things that are interesting. Like, I like to buy things that are interesting.
You do. I don't. This is the most interesting shirt I've worn, and I got it on sale, and I feel very outlandish. It is an animal print.
I think, what you wear is often an extension of your personality.
Sure.
And it pisses me off that you might have to cover up. You know? You might have to not be as interesting because the clothing's not provided for you.
Right.
Like,
it's a little shameful. It's a little bit like
– here's the reality.
Yeah.
Here's just the reality of the universe. 40% of adults are obese in the United States. Like, and I hate that word, but it just means like on the
– where you're at percentage-wise with your body fat.
With your BMI. Yeah. So the fact that all of these and the rest of them are probably up a few LBs too.
We're not
including the other 60% that are probably
of that 60%, 50% of that are in the middle.
That can't wear runway shit or low-rise.
Who can?
So
it's
why
micro
are
zeros.
You making those? Why isn't it like
that's
people
my point.
Dictating what fashion is
as opposed to fashion dictating what people should be.
Totally.
I know.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing. It doesn't make sense.
And you know what we
me.
Are? We're the PPs. We're purchase power, baby. Like it's
the
up to
women.
Us.
Yeah.
The women can
That's
speak.
That's why I love the Kardashians doing what they do. Because they're like, they've got the power. They've got the followers. They've got the voice of Americans to like kind of flip the script a little. Even though they're super skinny.
Yes. And I think, you know, they're Yes, yes and no. I sort of feel like the Kardashians, if they want to, can, but they're also like not the greatest. I feel like they have in-home plastic surgeons and it like weirds me out. And I don't,
yeah.
But they're not the bigger issue is how do we participate or not participate in something that we don't want to be a part of and still feel like we get to wear what's cool. It's just a tricky, weird thing.
Well,
and
either way, though, they're smart. Like, because what they are, what the entire Kardashian clan is marketing. They are smart marketers.
Yes. And so if they choose to wear it.
They can wear Lagerfeld. They can. But they see all of the comments. They see.
Oh, I know, man. I don't know if I believe you because I think that they wear. Well, I think they're trendsetters themselves. And
that's what I mean. And they know what women want. And they want to like feel good in a comfy.
Meanwhile, Skims, their sizing sometimes, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Everything is like a little
bit
like, micro.
But did it's I buy this for a toddler? Yeah, they say it's stretchy. And then I put it on and I'm like, I've lost a kidney. But their triangle tops, cotton bras are the best. Yeah. They are, and they're inexpensive. I do like, I'll give her credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
And I do think that the Skims bras, if you haven't tried them, it's all I wear. And I really like them because they're very, very comfortable and I don't want to have underwire shit on me all the
and
time.
Also,
we digress.
I saw a picture of Kourtney Kardashian though, fully like pregnant.
With a bikini.
Yes. Actually, the one that I saw was her just with like rolled down top jeans with her tummy like totally
out.
Showing. It's great.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing about our video too is like, I think there's some level like, I think with our video, people were like, there was a comment that it kind of irked me that we are saying that we don't like ourselves because we showed ourselves. And I was like, if you actually know, we show ourselves because we do like ourselves. Like
yeah.
There is a freedom to say like, hey, you're going to have to just take me as I am.
Yes.
And I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up and I'm going to show you this thing, not because I'm ashamed of it. It's because I'm going to have fun with myself and keep things lighthearted because that's the point.
Well, I think we didn't know this when we started doing I Mom So Hard. We kind of had no idea because maybe there wasn't this like forum or we were less aware of it. But like, we didn't know that we were representative of how a lot of women felt.
Yeah.
And now that we know it, it's like, well, why are we ashamed of the fact that like, okay, we get the sad breaking news that low rise jeans are coming back, and I don't have the stomach for it. I literally don't have the physical stomach for it.
Even if you don't want to, but it's just like, yeah, man, we had babies. I got some creepy shit going on. I don't need it. Like. Huh.
And listen, I'm if my husband has a problem with me, he's got a bigger problem than he doesn't have any problems with my body, you know? Any like,
yeah, because if you're willing to give it to him, he's happy.
He is very happy
with that. My husband's like, I'll take whatever you'll give me.
We're all aging together too, and nobody's getting like any better per se. Maybe our attitudes are in some ways.
I do feel more free now. I feel way less critical of myself than I used to because I think I'm kind of like, hey, man. My body's given me kids and I'm healthy and I feel pretty good. And like, I got some weird shit on my left foot. I got a bad hip, but for the most part, I don't creak around too much. I feel like kind of okay. That makes me feel like a badass. So now I want to wear clothes that make me feel like a badass and a micro crop top and low rise jeans ain't going to do it.
It's not what most people are leading with. So
no.
It's ridiculous.
It's
a ridiculous trend. Because
it's a ridiculous expectation too. I just think there should be nothing out there that's making us feel bad about ourselves. We shouldn't have to deal with that. And that should not be the majority of the store. That's
what
I'll tell you.
Is this God's way of teaching us a lesson? So those of us who got one of those like pubic area tattoos, which is now all stretched out from having kids, now it's going to be clearly visible. Is this like God's way of punishing us for drunk decisions
Jesus
in
Christ.
South Padre Island?
Most of us got them on our backs, Jen. I did not.
Well, that I honestly think people got those because of the low-rise jeans, so you could see it peeking
out.
Seriously? I think so. So you could see a little. It's the same reason you get chicks get like a little boob, like a little cleavage tattoo. So it's a little bit like, oh, there's more going on down here than after that.
I was a theater major, so I just got we'd get like comedy tragedy masks on our bicep or something.
Yeah, I did.
I did not do that.
I still did not get a tattoo.
How? how we have made it that.
I don't know.
Through but, the, because the 90s tattoos.
Whew. I do. I this is the only thing that probably kept me from getting a tramp stamp, as I like to call them.
We all call them that.
That's what we call it.
Everybody calls them that.
Even when you have one, you call them that.
You're young and you're new and you're body positive and you're like, don't label yourself a trans.
It's just a nice, sexual positive. It's just a
nice rhyme.
Yeah.
Can I just really quickly say?
Yes.
Here's the thing. There were a couple comments on the video that like, I'm just like, it's always dudes. It's always dudes.
Yeah, newsflash. Like, if a dude is listening to this.
There was a guy, I think he was on TikTok, and he was like, you are not young. And his name was Jeff. That was his comment. You are not young. And I was like.
How old is he?
Are you fucking kidding me? He's like the biggest douchebag. I'm like, Jeff, thank you so much for your observation and your wit. Acknowledging we are not young really doesn't serve any point, dumbass.
Himself is probably a real young dumbass because to not have the fucking perspective to know or the ages not. Relative to what age you are.
Yeah, you
or
dumb
if
shit.
You're so stupid that you are our age and
saying we are not young.
Yeah.
I'll punch you right in your fucking
I will be
dumb
alive 50 more years than
wine.
You, motherfucker.
Yeah. So this guy, Robert, said this. Based on our video of us showing
Say
our stomach.
His last name.
No. And we might have to delete him because he's. Listen, there are 23 replies that I have not seen. So I'm sure.
Oh, God, I want to see him.
He was a real dumbass. Robert showed up to the party and he said, so go to the gym and work it off. That's why crop tops are coming back. All the girls wearing them have flat stomachs and look good wearing them. Crop tops and low rise jeans. Great comfort. Nope, great combo.
See, that is a thing that worries me is I don't want girls wearing crop tops
and walking
and
in front
jeans.
Of a guy like Robert.
Yeah, because Robert is not he's not into you for and also Robert's probably very lazy in bed, let's be honest.
Yeah, Robert.
Any guy who's like, I'd really like an easy piece of ass to come my way is not willing to do the adequate work in bed. Can we just say that?
You can. Robert's a real dickhead, and I simply said to him, say less. Because
can I see that with the other comments?
No,
I
just did a screenshot.
Because here's what I love about our women and our fans is they will destroy Robert. They will have him for lunch.
Also, fuck you, Robert. And second of all, like, how dare you tell a woman to go work, like, go to the gym so she can fit in the jeans that are of the trend? Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, that maybe she doesn't even want to. Maybe she's good where she's at. I don't need you fucking coming into the party. It's always someone.
Get an MBA, Robert.
Yeah, get an MBA. Say something smart. Come back when you're educated. You're a dumbass. So, Robert, you're going to have a good time on that page. You're going to have a good time. It's always men. But there are women that were like defending like high-rise jeans and low-rise jeans. And whatever. That's good. I think like you do you. You be happy and be healthy and like your body and like yourself where you're at right now. Because this idea that like you have to change to be something else is, unless it's unhealthy for you, is kind of a waste of time, right?
Yeah.
Like hating yourself now to get to a place where you'll be to then like yourself feels like try liking yourself now so that you change as you go. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just a tricky conversation. I'm probably
hate it not be positive. And I mean, if you really thought you looked so great in low-rise jeans, did you ever stop wearing them? Like, sorry.
Yeah, did we all go, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few people out there who are like, these are my favorite BCBG jeans, and I'll get buried in them. And
God bless you if that's you.
Let me get my Toyota MR2 and just fucking own this town. You didn't care. You didn't care if it was the trend. You just were wearing them because you thought you looked good in them.
We were all happy to see those fuckers go dead. I think, and literally you're right, because there's no option of them until now.
Yes.
There was like... There wasn't anything close to the Miss 62 inch jeans except the ones that were hanging in your closet from like 20 years ago. And nobody's bringing those back. The biggest fashionistas are not wearing those on the red carpet. They're not, J-Lo's not like, God, I can't wait for these suckers to come back.
We're
all like, I'm all spilling out over
them.
Yeah,
you know, J-Lo did look great in those, but let's be honest. Most of us got a camel toe and a low rise jean, okay? because, you know, you had to wear them tight enough to keep them up.
And keep them up.
You keep them up and you're like, stuff's going on down there that I didn't realize was so loose.
Yeah, you just, it doesn't need to all look like crumpled.
And
down
I think men can agree that they don't feel comfortable with a full camel toe.
I think Robert should throw on a pair of low-rise jeans and we'll see how...
I guarantee you how right now
his
that Robert...
front gut hangs over and... ain't nothing happening there. And also, Robert, it's really easy for men to make those comments when, yet again, their pants have a lot of coverage. And when you go to the beach, you wear shorts that go up to your navel and go down to your knees, which is basically the problem areas that we all have. So, fuck you right off, Robert.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that's me being heated. Thank you for watching the video. Thank you for sharing the video.
Yeah.
Man, this feels so good. It was such fun.
Yeah.
I'm sweighting in my pits right now
because
I'm so fired
up. I know, because
I
get fired up about that stuff.
You want to go to a mom box or to a hot flash?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about something
sexy. Hold on, let me put my readers on,
Robert. Let me put
on
Jen's reader. All right.
All right. Okay. So this... here is a comment. We got this message a while ago, but she... she sent something, a lovely other message that I didn't see this older message until I saw this hilarious. So sometimes Chris and I will post things that come up in our Amazon feed. And so the most recent one that she posted was, that somebody sent to us, this is Mary Oerst. Mary W. sent us this, a swimsuit that came up in her Amazon feed, which is like the tennis racket.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Swimsuit from her swimsuit video, too. So I love that. But this is what she said. I look forward to your podcast and all your posts every week. It has been such a great reminder that we were all doing our best to look out for each other and laugh as much as we can. I have a 9, a 5, and a 1-year-old, so I relate to so much of your children's lives with my kids. My 1-year-old, my pandemic baby we love so much, but has been our hardest by far. We literally found out we were pregnant the first week our then family of 4 was isolating at home in March of 2020. I laugh that I'm... now the brutally honest mom that no longer sugarcoats it when people ask me how things are going.
Yep.
But I love that it gives other moms the room to tell me about their struggles because I get it. I'm also in Nebraska and I appreciate all your Midwest references. Hoping to come see you in Omaha this spring. Keep it up. You're exactly what us moms need.
They're
right
gonna be
now.
Like, you're doing a show in Omaha in spring. Nope.
No, we did. We just did this summer.
But
shut up, everybody.
Everybody.
Just
shut up, Robert, you dick.
Shut up, Robert.
Okay. What's our, do we have a hot flash?
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash. So it's out right now. Fucking Ryan Gosling is Ken from Barbie with his airbrushed abs. Oh, my God. Talk about having an amazing sense of humor. Honestly, he's always been a good-looking guy, but I don't know what is more attractive than his sense of humor about himself.
The fact that he's okay to show these... Have you ever seen the videos from him when he was younger and he was on a dance team?
Oh, my God. I know.
Goes... he's like
dancing with his sisters and stuff in the living room.
A dance team, and he's no. He's on a dance team.
Oh my god!
It's him at the top of the triangle, and then all the girls are behind him.
Oh my god!
He's like fully doing like hip hop moves, and he goes, "You think that I don't want to be there? This was my idea." He goes, "I picked out the purple and the sparkles." And he goes, "I had to gear up and find this kid again in myself." Because it was so joyful. And he goes, that's what I got to do when I was Barbie. And like the fact that he can be so incredibly, he's soft and subtle and nice and disarming. And that's what makes him so
hot. You want to talk about big dick energy, man. Being the top of the pyramid of a dance team, man.
Yeah, Robert, take note.
I know. And also, like, he's bringing his sister. He's like, she didn't have Barbies, and I'm bringing her to other premieres.
God bless him.
I love it so freaking much.
And he wore a little necklace to say hi to his wife. Like, he's top brass, man.
And he's kind of doing what we do in the videos, which is we just got to make fun of ourselves.
Self-deprecate.
You know? And it doesn't mean you don't like yourself. You're just saying, I'm not perfect, and I still
also,
love
I'm
me.
Also, I'm not taking myself too seriously, because we all know that shithead who, like, takes himself too seriously, and you're like,
yeah.
Like, whenever somebody starts a conversation that's like, this is really important, I'm like, and now is when I have no fun.
I'm just going to tune out.
And then I start to stop focus, and then I'm like, oh, what am I going to have for lunch? Is that going to be a bagel? Oh, wait. Oh, God, so much important information was given, and I don't care.
Yep.
So Barbie, can't wait.
I can't wait. And I love, too, Margot Robbie with such a great sense of humor about herself in it,
yes.
too. I can't wait to see it.
I know. I'm stoked. Anything pink. And Greta Gerwig, female director, woman director, such
Kate
a big
McKinnon.
Deal.
Kate McKinnon. Are you
Kate
kidding?
McKinnon is the wrecked Barbie.
Oh, my God.
She was like, we all had that one where you cut her hair and then you burned her clothes. And everybody in the interview was like, it made me laugh so hard.
It's so true. When I did get my Barbie RV van, my favorite
billionaire.
My favorite Barbie looked like Lady Elaine from the super weird puppet from
oh,
Mr.
She was
Rogers
so creepy.
With like that
with the big cheeks.
Because I had like done permanent marker on
of
her
course
face.
She did.
I had cut her hair. It was somehow bleached. I don't know, you guys.
My brother liked to shove my when he was pissing me off, would shove my Barbie heads down, like pound them down.
Oh.
So then they all look like linebackers. And I was like, you can't wear shoulder pads anymore.
Well, I learned with that particular Barbie that their heads do come off. There's a weak rubber band that makes them able. And then once you have to like pop them back on, they don't move.
I really enjoyed Barbie because I was like, oh, look at Barbie and Ken can have a strong sexual escapade in the top floor of the Barbie house and then decide to go change clothes 15 minutes later.
God.
That's all you did is just made them hump.
I would bang those Barbies together. It was incredible. They had faces still. All that I was doing with them.
Can you put their hand there? Can you put it? What is it?
Yep.
Can they go over the balcony and the neighbors can see them?
Speaking of a pubis mons, that Ken, he really had a weird one, huh?
We didn't want any real. You don't want a real.
God, no.
You don't want a real
God,
one
no.
in the pants because you're like, ugh. And it's also
confusing.
Weird and confusing. And it shows up in their pants. You don't need that. You just need it to be in the weird, Barbie soft crotch.
The little bump thing.
It doesn't even have a bump. Jesus Christ.
What
kind of Barbie?
It has a bump.
It doesn't have a bump. A penis bump? Barbie does not have a penis bump. It's just
Barbie's
flat.
Doesn't Barbie have the something that goes
Are
in?
You trying to tell me that you think that Barbie has a labia and that Ken Barbie has a penis bump?
She doesn't have hot 100 ones.
100% no. It is smooth for both of them.
All right.
And I know
that
because
feels
I
Thank
was
God I don't
constantly
checking it out,
checking it out, rubbing
changed.
Them together, and being like, "Oh, look at her! She's an active sexual being, and has a hot tub, and a horse, and a friend named Skipper."
That sounds perfect.
Sometimes Skipper and.
I'm sure.
Listen, Malibu Barbie.
You know what?
Western Barbie. We're like, let's
Barbie
try this
was
out.
Young. She was a fashion
she was
model. You know, she's going to experience.
She's like, let me show you my boobs. You show me yours. Mine has tan lines. Does yours?
No nipples.
No? Okay.
But they're
you know
very firm.
Nipples until no nipples until you take a Sharpie.
And then draw them on yourself.
Draw them on. And I would like to just say, as someone who's done that, you never, ever go small. It's always,
it's
upsetting.
No, that's a hard place
and that's
to,
the truth is
yeah.
that someday you're like, oh. These are accurate size. Shit. And on that note, we're going to say
I think we
good
podcasted.
Night, goodbye, and we podcasted. Woohoo!
Thanks for listening to the I Mom So Hard podcast. Follow the show on Instagram at I Mom So Hard podcast.
That's right. You can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at I Mom So Hard. Our TikTok is also real I Mom So Hard. Make sure to follow and leave us a review on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.